See? So this is where we went off the track. That every time salah time comes, or the importance of salah has to be established. You know, I told you there that the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was established on this night. Allah Ta'ala uses the same word for salah, and he says aqim is salah. He could have said pray salah, salli as-salah, but Allah Ta'ala said establish salah. That is another topic, maybe I'll get into it. So whenever there is this need to establish salah, the spoke in the wheel is this dunya. See? And unfortunately, dunya is called dunya because of two reasons. One is because it is adna. It is something that's very near. So you can see its benefits are near. And another meaning, translation, or if you go into the actual morphology of this word, dunya, you will get the word dani, dana'a, which means something that is low. It is not preferred. It is not something of the higher level. It is something of the lower level. And the Arabs, they got a proverb, and they say whenever a person has to choose between something that is superior or inferior, he normally inclines to the inferior. It's just natural that he goes for the inferior. So he goes towards dunya. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. The second sickness, which is mentioned in this ayat that I quoted to you, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Successful is the one that purifies himself. When you speak about purifying yourself in Quran, it means from your lowly desire, from the carnal self, which is called your whims and fancies, your wishes, your desires. This is the other big problem. If you go anywhere in the world, alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to travel in the Arab world, so I saw a few things. Experience few things. It's either you give preference to what you want to do and what you want, or what Allah wants. If you can sacrifice that what I want to do and what I want and what I desire at this moment, and fulfill what Allah wants at that moment, then you're on the path. But unfortunately, I will prefer listening to music at that time. I would prefer being even in the gym and sweating it out. Or I prefer sitting with friends. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person that performs salah, huwa yunaji rabbahu, he is in a communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking to Allah ta'ala. You know, if you only knew Arabic and you only appreciated the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not bargain a salah for anything in this world, and a good salah. You know, after that salah, you say, you know what, this is the best thing in my life, the way I enjoyed it. See? And especially on certain occasions when it's Ramadan and the hearts are soft, on certain occasions when you're in difficulty and you got problem, you need a nice salah just before exams. You know, you will not bargain that for anything in this world. It is so real and it is so accomplishing in the heart. So the second enemy to your salah, to you acquiring this great bounty, is your nafs. And it's my nafs. It is our nafs. That we live a life of desires. Days go by, months go by, heedlessly, neglecting. And even if we come for the Jummah, last in, first out. Accounting rule. See? We don't really take something away. Unfortunately, because we're not Arab, we're not Arabic speaking, we don't understand the language, then there are so many different ways our ulama have coined for us to enhance our concentration in salah and to get this sweetness of salah. See? But that all, unfortunately, we have to make an effort for that. See? So where did I start? I said that ummah that reminisces this night, that recalls this event of Mi'raj, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the greatness of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made the imamat of every Nabi of Allah, which is a stern message also to those who claim the Masjidul Aqsa and the precincts of Masjidul Aqsa, that the Imam was none other than the Imam of the Muslims. And every other prophet who y'all think y'all attributed to, but we are more closer to, they were all behind the Imamul Anbiya. Now understand, the greatest Nabi of Allah reaching the highest point, an occasion which no other creation ever had, that is of meeting the Creator in such close proximity, then you still doubt the importance of that gift, the greatness of that gift. It can never ever be undermined. There's a lot that I had in mind to say, but we have already surpassed 40 minutes. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here tonight. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask Allah, make dua. And ask Allah ta'ala that, you know what, I want the haqiqat of this namaz. You said, wasta'inu bisabri wa salah. And seek assistance. Allah ta'ala is saying, seek assistance from me through sabr and salah. And I told you, we haven't mentioned everything about salah. We haven't mentioned it. But it is very, very heart sore to see the Muslim Ummah in this plight. It is actually against the image that we are portraying to the rest of the world. That we, that have been conferred with such a great bounty, the deen as a whole, and salah as one of the parts of this deen, and we in this pathetic state, right? We can't overcome that which we are in. It is not believable. There's something definitely wrong. And that is why I told you that this pertains to our iman. In second sipara, in the second line, you will learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls salah iman. He calls salah iman. Inna Allah la yudayu imanakum. Those sahaba for 16 months, 13 to 16 months, that faced towards Masjid al-Aqsa, which is the first Qibla of Islam. The first Qibla is Masjid al-Aqsa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing Masjid al-Aqsa. Because he was in Makkah, he was able to face both. But the Qibla was Masjid al-Aqsa. See? So those sahaba who passed away in that period of 13 to 16 months, when the ayat, the first few ayat of second sipara, Sayyakul Sufaw Minanas, when these ayat were revealed that now, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, that now you must turn towards the Masjid al-Haram in your salah. Sahaba came and said, what about those people that died, that passed away in this duration of time that they were facing Masjid Aqsa? Is their namaz made? Will their namaz be accepted? Allah Ta'ala says that we will not waste the reward of the iman on this occasion. So the plight that the Muslims are in is against the iman that they have brought. They shouldn't be in this plight. And just as a general understanding, once you're in this, and then difficulties come upon you, it will be for the sake of your religion that you are suffering. It is, there are forces outside that want to fight your religion, not you. They are fighting that which you are indulging in, which is salah. And by you going through hardships because of your religion, that is a boon for you. And if anybody wants to harm you because you are on your religion, then this is a ni'mah for you. But rest assured, they can't do you anything because you're connected. Whether it is your fellow Muslim brother that wants to harm you, or it is an enemy of the religion, he will not be able to harm you ultimately. Ultimately, success and triumph is for you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to make amal, and let's change our lives. Come on to the real thing. Why run behind things that are useless? Useless, absolutely useless. Because Allah ta'ala shows very distinctly that a fire that can burn, but when Allah decides it don't burn, it cannot burn. See, so that's something harmful. Allah made it beneficial. See, that stick that Musa alayhi salam had in his hand, he enumerated a whole lot of benefits of it to Allah Ta'ala. That it helps me here, helps me there. Allah Ta'ala turned it into a snake to show that it is my command whether this thing can benefit you or harm you, that is my hands. So whatever you look at, whether it is apparently created or innovated for benefit or harm, it is still under the hukum of Allah whether it's going to harm you or benefit you. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا، اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله.